WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 7:33, Skip.
Rock Hunter.
What's up, man? All right. Well, if you've seen the new Progressive commercials, you have an idea of what we're getting at with this. What is the most I'm turning into my parents moment for you?
Oh, man.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Do you have yours? I have mine.
What some of the clothes I'm starting to buy between that and just my body structure.
Yeah.
And my bones.
Your general, your
I'm starting to walk like my dad.
Structural fortitude. I've noticed that. I'm starting to walk like my dad a lot. And I don't know if it's just like, you know, a few more creaks and pains, but just watching it, I lean the same way he does.
It's a combo between age and genes.
I think my, how I stand, how I talk, like all of that is kind of shifting in. It's kind of shifting in. I don't know.
I wouldn't mind to be like my dad, though.
God, I wish you were more like your dad, for God's sake.
Shut up.
He's way cooler than you, man. But yeah, that's really, I think just my general demeanor is much more like my father was, I think, at this age. Mm-hmm. I think I'm getting to that point, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't have kids, so I don't think I'm quite as mature as he was.
Yeah, we're working on it though, man. It's becoming more dad-like every year.
I haven't picked up any of my mom's traits yet, but I am excited for the day when I go, when I run through a full list of names before I get to the name I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My mom, you said, Ferret, Logan, Brock. It's like, which one do you want, Ma? Right. Which one? It was funny, too, because I had a cousin, my cousin Sky, lived with us for a while, and that really threw her off. She'd be like, Sky, Logan, Ferret, Brock.
Geez. I think all parents do that. My parents do that, too. My dad will yell at me, hey, CJ.
Hunter.
Dang
it. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet. Have you seen Amanda, your lovely wife, pick up any traits of her mother yet?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they talk to each other on the phone.
Oh, is it?
You know, it's funny because they have the mother-daughter. I don't know what it is, but when they talk to each other on the phone, it's very monotone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. And, you know, and it's like there's no excitement in the phone call. It's just like they're trying to get something accomplished, what they're going to do the next day.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's a lot like her mom in that way.
Kiki clears her throat just like her mom.
Oh, really?
And it's so weird.
I do it like my dad.
So weird.
Yeah. You know what's weird is when sometimes my dad and I do it at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. The Kiki's starting to do that. And I think she's getting lazier in her speech, too. Because she's using more Southern slang than she has.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
So I think
she's
just getting tired.
I've noticed it.
Yeah, so those are two big things.
Like my dad that I'm starting to do?
What?
Starting to whistle more.
Oh, yeah?
I find myself, like I was, I bought the wife a bicycle the other day. So I'm just like, you know, bolting on accessories and whatnot. Just like my dad, anytime I pick up a tool and I'm starting to work on stuff.
You're turning into a songbird.
My dad is like a canary. Dude, you walk into his shop and he's working on something. Oh, yeah. Straight up, it's like a bird. Like, there's like 15 birds in there.
Yeah, when did we get a bird?
Right.
Oh, it's you.
It's all opera with it, too, man.
I got to tell you, too, the more I don't know if it's just like the things I say, but I can't tell you. Every time I go home, at one point or another, my mom goes, God, you're just like your father.
Just like your father.
So you mean awesome? Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. I think I'm getting more his the things he says.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think of things. I don't know if it's certain things. Maybe just.
Does your dad ever get phrases wrong?
No, Dad's pretty good with phrases.
My dad gets one wrong all the time. I never let him know he does it.
Yeah.
He always says it. He's like when we were working on the Jeep.
Yeah.
You know, like we're talking ideas. You know, what kind of brackets should we use? And he'll always say, okay, I got an idea. I'm just talking out loud here. I'm like, of course you're talking out.
You're going to start saying that.
You're thinking out loud, Dan.
You're going to start saying that. I'm going to call you out the first time you do.
Hang on, Brock. I'm just talking out loud here.
Well, that's good.
All right.
I love it.
All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook. What is your most I'm turning into my parents moment that you've had? We'll be back.
Yeah, dude.
Good morning. Brock Hunter.
I'm Harmon. Listen to Plan B Morning.
7:46. All right. What is your most, oh my God, I'm turning into my parents moment?
Yeah, I got some New Balance shoes and I love them. I love them. Oh, they're so comfortable.
Fantastic.
You know how high I can jump in those New Balance shoes?
Dude,
not very.
Not
but,
very.
But.
Feel like you are.
Nor could my dad. So.
I bet your dad can jump higher than you.
He probably can.
Oh, man. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's the moment you said, oh, my God, I'm turning into my parents? Let's take a phone call quick. WIRX, hello.
Hey, check it out, man. I realized I was just like my parents when I was 15 years old sitting in the parking lot before school with a joint and a beer. I was like, my parents would be proud as hell right now.
Turning into my dad.
That's funny. That is fantastic. All right, brother, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye. Is my shorter fuse for stupidity? I think that's...
Yeah,
it's
dead-like.
Yeah, it's very dead-like.
You know what? One thing I'll never go to that my dad...
What?
I'll never be like my dad in this way. You'll never...
Attractive?
What? Yeah, that's one.
Handsome?
You'll never see me with a pair of whitey-tighties on. Ever. Ever. I stopped wearing them when I was like 12. And I'll never go back.
Never go back, no. Huh?
I just don't get them. Why do you have white underwear next to something that ain't white?
Yeah, that's true. That's a dangerous game he's playing.
Why aren't our underwear black? Because then you can't see it, then you don't
white,
know?
Well, probably back in the day, white was just cheaper. And so I don't think they had, like, it wasn't like they didn't have an array of underwear like we have now. We have too many options when it comes to underwear.
Yeah.
We got briefs. We got boxer briefs. We got boxers. We got thongs. We got yada yada.
Thongs, huh?
Yeah, they make guy thongs.
Yeah.
That I've read about. Never worn, ever.
From here on out, buddy.
I've never sported the whale tail. Come on now.
I've never seen you really bend over to pick anything up.
You're careful. I squat. I don't bend.
You're nervous, aren't you? Somebody's going to find out.
That's why I don't wear white pants. I don't want you seeing my thong through my pants. My Lululemons. We got some great comments on Facebook. Tyler said, back hurts. Just,
my back.
Let's see. David said, I've turned into both. I drink too much and ignore my responsibilities to go fishing with my buddies. That's my dad. And then I feel guilty and get angry at myself the next day. Mom.
Yeah, there you go. Turning in.
Getting it from both angles.
Slowly morphing.
Let's see. Lexi says, when I turn down the radio in the car so I can see better when looking for my destination.
Yes.
I think we all do that, though.
Yeah.
That's just instinctual.
Getting close to your destination.
Turn it down. Sam said, asking myself what the hell is wrong with the music and cartoons my kids seem to like. It's not like my dad really complains about that kind of stuff, but sometimes he's just like, just turn that garbage off.
Yeah.
And I find myself saying that to Kiki a lot. I'm like, that is just, it's rotting your brain.
You know,
it's garbage.
He really didn't bitch about the cartoons that we watched because they were kind of like the cartoons that he watched.
It was pretty much the
same. We grew up with Looney Tunes.
Yeah, most of that
stuff. And Looney Tunes was around for a while.
Yeah. I think it's changed a little bit. Yeah.
But now it has.
Yeah.
Cartoons now are garbage.
Sherry said, sometimes I yell at inanimate objects when they don't do what I want.
Damn it!
Ah! Stupid toaster!
I hate this thing.
Hayden said, I told my sister, and they are quite younger than me, that they are too old to get toys for Christmas a few years ago. you sound just like Mom. Shut up! All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to talk more about turning into our parents when we come back. All righty, good morning. 7:56, we're slowly turning into our parents. Day by day, just getting to that stage. There could be worse things to turn into.
Yeah, I like my dad. I love my dad.
Yeah. If you just like him, I love your mom.
Yeah? Me too.
What?
She's my mother.
I know. I know.
I love her.
Yeah.
Not in the ways that you do.
I don't know. Every time I make that joke, you get weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've noticed little things. I think you start to pick up, you know, things that you that your folks do, and then you start doing them.
Yeah, if I could be anything like my dad, I will be happy.
If I could be, yeah, half, I'd be all right.
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
The man knows his stuff.
Does.
And he's done a few things in his life that are something to look up to.
What's crazy is when I have my beard, especially now with the gray I'm getting in there, I get confused. Oh, dude, it's all the time.
You look like
all the time. Oh, yeah, we're the same height, same kind of build.
Yeah.
See, actually, I think he's better in better shape than I am at this point. He actually does physical labor for a job, unlike me when I just sit here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad was over the other day because we had to get that hot water heater repaired.
Yeah.
And we just ended up doing it. And the guy, how old is he? I can't recall how old he is right now, but he's older.
Yeah.
But, dude, he was muscling that thing up the stairs with me.
Well,
I felt like he was doing all the work.
That's heavy.
You know? He was doing all the work. He was doing all the work, cranking on everything. Yeah. You know, the thing with my dad is if I go up to him and I'm like, hey, I got it. No. Mm-hmm. No, he's doing it.
Yeah.
He takes pride in his work, you know? It's like, son, I'm not too old to do this.
That's right.
Give me the hammer.
See, that's going to be the hard part with my folks, both of them.
Uh-huh.
Dad, he hasn't slowed down a bit.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I've slowed down a lot.
You know?
That's the one trait I didn't pick up from my father, I am not like my parents in that sense. I'm like, no, I'll take it easy.
Both of our fathers, man, still going strong. He's just in the shop cranking on stuff.
It's exhausting.
It's like, dude, oh my God.
It's exhausting.
I couldn't do that.
I keep telling him, slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down. Be like me. Why don't you pick up? Why don't you turn into your son?
Yeah.
Just take it easy.
You know, I got big hands, but if you look at my dad's hands, they're not as long as my hands are.
Catcher's mitts.
But his fingers are like, dude, I'm telling you, they're like brats.
That'll happen to me because my dad and I pretty much got the same size hands, like lengthwise.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the
working hands, man. It's from years of.
And these little baby hands compared to his.
Well, you know,
that's a trait I want.
He works on the farm.
I know.
We do radio.
I know. I mean,
these hands aren't getting any,
more
rough.
I was hoping maybe like it just comes with age and I'll just get thicker knuckles. And these little Sally baby hands. Hey, look at this.
Look at this.
It's embarrassing.
Soft hands.
Good God.
Yeah,
I want my dad's hands, all right?
Yeah.
Just these big old meat hooks.
All right. See, you use actual lotion on your hands. You know what lotion was for our dads? That orange soap with sand in it. All right.
Got to toughen the hands up.
It's a fast orange. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Back in my day, our soap had sand in it. Good God. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more on the Plan B Morning Show.